Welcome to Homelessness Chronicles. My name is Jeannie Abba, and today I'm with Carlos Joffrey. He's the vice president of the board of directors for Showering Love. We're going to talk about the stories behind Showering Love. Carlos, thank you so much for being here today. Just share a little bit about how you got involved with Showering Love. And
thank you. Well, thank you for having me. Glad to be here. I think it was, 6 years ago that you came into one of our club's meetings, and I was a member of Toastmaster at the time, and you came and you gave your icebreaker, and you had us all in tears. Why? Because your story is such an impactful story. It's a story of perseverance. It's a story of getting back on your feet and not letting anything get in your way. And I think that really inspired a lot of us in that room, so much so that a couple of us are still around, right, helping you out. I was just taken back by your dream. At the time, it was just an idea. I remember you telling me that years prior, you had seen a trailer and you thought to yourself, I want to make a trailer that could deliver services to the folks that are experiencing homelessness. And that reality, you took it. I mean, that thought, you took it into an idea, right? And then slowly it just started materializing because you have such an impactful and powerful story to tell that along with us in that room, you attracted some other folks, one of them being Rowdy, who helped you with the bus. And once we started seeing all these folks come into this sun, you being the sun, right? And we were all these planets that were just you're pulling this, it's like a sun pulling its planets in with gravitational force of love. We started seeing things happening, folks coming in, folks pitching in with their time, money, materials, labor. And suddenly this bus rolled in, remember, from the middle of
Miami.
Of Miami, right? It was a city bus. And we all went in there, we sat in the bus, we took pictures, and we looked around like, wow, we got a bus. It's like, this is really happening. And now we're here. It's just a momentum, right? It's just started building.
Yeah, you're right. It's like, you know, once we shared the idea, it was like the synergy came together and the bus just popped up so quickly, so really very easily from starting the money until then. And I want to say that, you know, you said I inspired you, but it was the love that I got back from you and receiving my story and everything that you really inspired me, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't do this alone. And, you know, the board is amazing. You have been with me from the very beginning. So I want to ask you some questions about Showering Love. So we now have two buses. Right?
That's right.
We have two. We have a fleet. We have our first bus, which is Grace. She has two showers in her, one being ADA compliant, right? And we're handicap accessible. Faith has three showers, two sets of washers and dryers, a medical examining room that also converts into a barber station. How has it been for you to watch Showering Love grow? You know, and we know we got some bigger ideals coming and new initiatives coming, but like you've been a part of every step from when we had absolutely no money, you know, to growing to where we are today and, you know, winning the 2-1-1 Rising Star
Award.
Yeah,
that was great. Yeah.
And just really seeing this dream come to fruition. And to date, we have provided over 60,000 showers to people experiencing homelessness. That's incredible, right?
Yep.
It's incredible.
Yep.
And 80% of our team were former our guests. So we love all the success stories and following them up. But I asked you that question and I wanted to say, like, what is it for you to watch us grow and to watch funders like Dr. Richard Karachi come in and fund, especially this new initiative that's going to be coming up. And like, how has that been for you? Because we had nothing. We had zero. And now we have a couple zeros.
Yeah.
So how's that been?
Oh, what? I think it's been transformational for me and my family, because we're all, even though I'm the face, right? I come in and I represent my family with you. My daughter, my wife are also very aware of what I do, and it inspires them, inspires my extended family. So everybody is very much aware of Shower We Love. How Shower We Love has moved throughout the years is, it's incredibly transformational to me, because the fact that we started from just an idea to one bus, and then another bus, and then we threw in laundry services, right?
Yeah.
And then we have Bombas, like a well-known clothing manufacturer, donating all this stuff. And then we have all the back office, which is, a lot of people don't know, there's a huge back office operation going on so that these buses can go out fully equipped with all the goods, the water, the soap, even the fresh set of clothing, the backpacks. Remember, we were giving out backpacks there for a moment. And just seeing how all that back office needs to be in place, that's also quite an eye-opener. At least it was for me. I didn't know what it would take to get a bus out, because what people see from the outside is like, oh, great, here's a bus. Right. It's providing showers. And people are nice, but there's a whole training, there's a whole
protocols
that you gotta go in. There's the whole queuing, there's the waivers, the digital aspect, which I'm helping you quite a bit, recording all of our, and that's another thing I'm very proud of, Jeannie, that Shower Love is incredibly transparent with what we do, especially with the finances. We have an independent auditing established accounting firm that oversees our expenses. We were, just before we started the video, we were talking about how in the bylaws, you know, we have sort of checkpoints to make sure that we're not over spending on administrative costs. Really, the majority of the donations that are done to Shower Love are really going to help our guests. And I think that's also very, very impressive.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, because it was very important for me, when we wrote the bylaws, is that we wrote into our bylaws that no more than 12% could go to administrative fees out of our funding. And I did that because none of us are here for the money. We're here for the impact. We're here for the outcome.
Yep.
We're here to help others find their way home. Like I did, though I did experience homelessness for 10 years, it was love and support and encouragement that helped me get to become where I am today.
Yeah.
And one of the other thing I really want our audience to know is the buses are fully self-contained, right?
Yep.
The great thing about that is that we house all our own water, our septic, our hot water, everything is on the bus. We don't have to hook up to anything. So we pull up, we open up, and we welcome up our guests. It allows us to go under bridges, encampments, places that most other organizations can't go. And that was really important for us. Another thing that was really important for us is that we're ADA compliant.
Yep.
Right. We definitely wanted to make sure that we were inclusive and never exclusive to anyone, because all are welcome.
Yeah. I'll tell you, we've done such a great job in self-sustaining our buses that I think NASA needs to take some tips from us so they can build a space station with, you know, their self-sustaining bathrooms, because I think we've done such a great job. Well, and Rowdy, I want to bring him up again, because Rowdy's been just a special person for us.
I just want to jump in here if I can. So Dr. Richard Karachi has made it possible that some people in Wisconsin want to duplicate our buses.
Wonderful.
And we got a call out of Virginia, and I sent them the contract, waiting for it to come back. We're going to help them. We've helped Tallahassee, and we helped Naples.
And that's the other thing. We're open to collaborate and share everything that we've learned with other organizations, so we can – cookie cut this plan and apply it in other areas of the country, because it's
what's much our goal? Needed. We want to shower love all over the United States and further if we can. So you know, we learned very quickly that, you know, we are not going to be able to do more counties than we already do. We already do Miami, Broward County, and West Palm Beach, right? But if we can help others bring these buses up, and they're fairly easy to build now that we've done them, because these are needed across the world. You know, poverty is, and it's getting worse every day.
It is.
Every
unfortunately,
day.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes, I'm looking forward to Dr.
Yeah, and I'm excited Gudwetchen. About the things that are coming up as well. I don't know if we want to share anything there, Jeannie, with the audience.
No.
No, not yet?
Not yet.
But we got some good stuff coming up.
Yeah, we do have a new initiative come up, and on the one bus, we put two washers and dryers on it, which we found was inadequate. So a company reached out to us, and they're going to fund a washer and dryer trailer, which is going to be called Showering Love's Loads of Love. Stay tuned on that. Want to talk today? We have provided over 60,000 showers.
Wow, 70, that's amazing.
75 resources, right? I'd have to look at our numbers for the haircuts. But one thing I found really disturbing this year when we got our numbers and from the data we collected, that 27.2% of the guests that utilize the bus are senior citizens over the age of 70.
Wow.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Over the age of 70.
Wow. Yeah.
We got to do better.
Yeah.
We got to do better. And we can with your help.
Yep.
Carlos, there's so many more questions I'd love to ask you. I hope you'll come back on the show.
I will.
Thank you for listening in, and we'll see you next week.